Next week, we debut the new single by DJ Chav. World premiere exclusive right here on The Dean Show. Our House Burnt Down, the single. Don't you dare miss it.
I am the Dean, and this is The Dean Show. I am superior to you, and you suck. I am the Dean. I am better than you. You are listening to my show because I am so awesome. La 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 la. Awesome. Awesome. La 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 la. I am the Dean. You are not. You will listen or I will smite you.
Good evening and welcome to The Dean Show, episode 14, Cators. It may not be evening where you are, as always, but of course, it's always evening in the, well, nowhere really, of The Dean. This week on the show we've got the week in wrestling, including last week's pay-per-view, maybe. We've also got for you the most important thing in wrestling, which is Tommy Dreamer, and whether or not he won the title, I don't know at the moment, I haven't checked yet. We've got Mussolini Corner, we've got a new sponsor, we've got Thaddeus, we've got music, we've got things, we've got stuff, and it's going to be awesome. In addition, we're going to have some movie reviews for you that I watch, some movies, and some stuff, so let's go with that. Okay, so first up, on The Dean Show, I think we'll begin with me talking about the winners of last week's quiz. How many AC/DC CDs do I currently own was the question, just to remind you, and of course, the answer is 13. That's about 2 a month. And winners include Thaddeus Penguin. Wow, okay. And that's it actually, Thaddeus the only winner this week. Congratulations to you, and let's get into Judgment Day. Now, of course, The Dean, despite me being awesome and superior to all of you inferior scum who are listening, I didn't actually see the Judgment Day because that was going to cost me some monies and that didn't sound good. So, what I did instead was try to get someone on the show to review it, but that wasn't possible. So I'm just going to get the Judgment Day results for you up here on the thing. Okay, I think I found the results of Judgment Day. It says here, results at a glance, Umaga defeated CM Punk via pinfall. Umaga pins Punk after a Samoan spike. This is from the Smart Wrestling Fan Facebook page. Christian defeated Jack Swagger via pinfall to retain the AEW Championship. Pinning him with a roll-up. And then John Morrison. This should have been a good match. John Morrison versus Shelton Benjamin. Great athletic match. With the crazy flips and stuff, hopefully. And the great guy went over. John Morrison defeated Shelton Benjamin with something called Starship Pain. I have no idea what that is. Rey Mysterio defeated Chris Jericho. Pinned him after a top rope splash to retain the Intercontinental Championship. And then we have this. Randy Orton retaining the WWE Championship. Got himself disqualified by slapping the referee in his face hole area, right where his face hole area lives. Well, I'm assuming it was his face. John Cena defeated... He could have, like, slapped him on the leg or something, but that'd be silly. John Cena defeated the Big Show with an FU. I refuse to call it the Attitude Adjustment. And then in the main event, Edge defeated Jeff Hardy via pinfall to retain the World Heavyweight Championship. Edge pinned Hardy after an execution from the top rope, and I heard that the JR called it a superplex because he's a bit silly. And that's your Judgment Day. I didn't watch it, so that's why I just read the results. But I will provide some thoughts on the results. Here we go. First match, Umaga defeating Punk. Well, to be perfectly honest, I think that that's not good because I like the Punk. I don't care for Umaga anymore since he lost his handler, Estrada. The Samoan Bulldozer, Umaga, and all that stuff. And CM Punk is, he's Money in the Bank, so he needs to be winning. I'm glad that Christian defeated Jack Swagger, because that means that we get to have the Christian Dreamer match, which we'll discuss later. John Morrison defeating Shelton Benjamin, like I said, that's good. You know what, I'm going to Google Starship Pain, because I don't know what that is. Search Google for Starship Pain. Okay, we're getting, like, John Morrison, oh, I see. Starship Pain is the, split-legged corkscrew moonsault. Well, I refuse to call it Starship Pain, because it's not. It's a split-legged corkscrew moonsault. And Thaddeus agrees. Ah. Well, why do they always give these things silly names? Now then, Rey Mysterio defeating Chris Jericho via pinfall to retain the Intercontinental Championship. I read this already. I'm supposed to be commenting on it. Well, I would have liked to see Jericho win, because I don't care for Rey too much anymore these days. And, well, Jericho doesn't really need the IC title, though. Randy Orton, CW champ. Yeah, Orton getting himself disqualified is a good heel tactic, but a pretty bad main event. Who's he even... I don't even... Batista? Oh, that's why I didn't buy this pay-per-view, I think. Batista was on it. And then John Cena as well. John Cena versus Big Show must have been a horrible match, so I don't even care. Don't care at all. And thank goodness Edge beat Jeff Hardy. I mean, what is Jeff Hardy? Hey, guys, I can take lots of drugs and have face paint and crazy hair. That is not... That does not make a good wrestler. I can jump off things. Good for you. That's your pay-per-view. I also see here the next pay-per-view... One Night Stand. Apparently they've changed it, but I'm calling it One Night Stand. So far they've booked this is the Extreme Rules. All matches have to be hardcore and extreme. So we've got Orton versus Batista rematch inside a steel cage. Oh, that's gonna suck. And John Cena versus Big Show rematch. This is the same pay-per-view, damn it. Only this time this is a submission match. You know those extreme submissions? Hardcore chin locks? Yeah, nor do I. Up next, it's time for a message from our sponsor, Thaddeus. Take it away.
Hello, I'm calling you today from Fishy, for all the things you need for your fish wearing a small hat. Also, cheap pharmacy, by Viagra, Cialis, Rolex watches, very cheap. I have €1 million for you. Send small deposit of £2 million, so I can send money to you from Bank of Nigeria.
That was a message from our new sponsor, wasn't it, Thaddeus? Yes, it was. Fishies. Where there is a fire at one end, and a fool swimming at the other. Of course, I have the goldfish here in the temple. Insert an anecdote here, then. I have the goldfish here. I cleaned out the goldfish recently. Insert Thaddeus here. Yes, that's right, Thaddeus. I do have a goldfish. You just don't know about it. Ha ha ha. See, the reason you don't know about the goldfish, Thaddeus, is because you would eat him, because you're a penguin, and if you eat him, I would have to smite you, because I am the Dean, all-powerful, and I can smite you like that. And have you even recharged that second life again? Because if I smite you and you've only got one life, you're done. I'm going to have to promote Falafel if I can find him. We have a goldfish. I keep him hidden, and no, Thaddeus, come back here. Oh, darn it! Well, Thaddeus has gone to find the fish. He's not going to find the fish. I keep him locked away. We have a fish in here. He is not wearing a small hat, however. That saddens me. But I had to clean out his fishbowl because he was sort of swimming in filth for the last 3 months. Now then, I believe it's time to progress. What can we do now? Well, I think I'm going to talk a little bit about some stuff I've been working on the thedean.spreadshirt.net. That's the store where you can buy all of your items and pretend that by wearing a The Dean Show t-shirt that you're even close to being as awesome, as superior, as mighty, as the all-powerful The Dean. All hail. Of course you're not, you actually suck. But nevertheless, you can go to the store, and I just put up a whole bunch of new merch, okay? Love the Dean Show? Get your new I Love the Dean Show t-shirt. Hate the Dean Show? Get your brand new I Hate the Dean Show t-shirt. Neutral towards the Dean Show? Or have no strong feelings either way towards the Dean Show? Get your brand new I'm Neutral Towards the Dean Show, or... I have no strong feelings either way towards the Dean Show t-shirt. White ones have logos, black ones can only have text. Other t-shirts and new merchandise... Let's see. Yeah, that's right. Okay. We've got the Our House Burnt Down t-shirt, because next week we will have that single by DJ Chav. If you don't know what's going to happen, then I'll explain it to you. We're essentially going to interview DJ Chav, talk to him a little bit about his new album, which I believe is called Remixes Yo, and then we're going to talk about Remixes Yo and the inspiration for that, and the first single from the album, Our House Burnt Down, inspired by the show and using music from Podsafe. Now then, so you can get that in with flame-coloured bright orange writing. You get all the other t-shirts include I Less Than 3 Thaddeus, Where's Falafel, and more. Including, yes, I quite enjoy this one. I'm a charging my smitometer. Get that t-shirt there and charge your smitometer today. We've also got a tie, and we've got various, amongst the new stuff. Then we've got other merch. We've got a new, one page of new merch, two pages of previously merch, with various different things, like Super Duper the Dean, and our official show t-shirt is there, Evil Scary Monster Teeth, and all that good stuff there. So be sure to go along to thedean.spreadshirt.net. There is a link to it on the blog, thedeanshow.blogspot.com. Links to everything there. Go there, buy the t-shirt, or I will smite you. You'll be smitten and destroyed if you do not purchase your The Dean Show merch from The Thing and like that. Up next, The Raw. Okay, The Raw. I made lots of notes which I can barely read because my handwriting is atrocious, but it's better than yours because I am the Dean. Let's see, something happens, some guy... Orton complains about Ric Flair helping Batista at the pay-per-view. Well, it didn't matter, Orton got DQ'd, I don't understand what they're talking about. Old man Flair, who should be, like, dead or something, comes out, thinking we still care about him. And then something about... Yeah, this do want right here, Evolution with Triple H, Batista, and Flair versus The Legacy with the Priceless and the Orton. That would be awesome. Orton's talking about being Batista. Some old man, Ric Flair, keeps shouting, "Wow!" and not letting him speak, and it's very annoying. They booked the cage match for One Night Stand, and then instead of Triple H out for the save, it's Cena. So they broke my theory of Evolution versus Legacy. And like that. I need to make an ARG t-shirt. I haven't made one yet. Thaddeus, make maybe. Anyway, doesn't matter. Let's see what happens. Yeah, I noted down at this point that for some reason, Michael Cole keeps calling Maurice Maurice, and she said she's not called Maurice, and I don't care. And the King is the only commentator who wears a t-shirt instead of a suit. Then some things happen, Santino does silly walking, and then here we go. Yes! The Brian Kendrick needs to find a partner. He chooses Goldust to take on the Coolons. This is good. This is the plan. Every week, Kendrick picks a partner. It's a silly partner. They go against the tie champions, the Coolons. Every week he loses until he finds the partner. This is going to be good. He shouts at Goldust for being too much of a face and not treating Primo over with a crossbody. This is good that Kendrick lost if they go with my plan. So this is gets the yay! Whoa! Kendrick. But then they break it. Broken! Because Hornswoggle comes in, and now Goldust and Hornswoggle are partners, and they're doing silly things, and they're hitting Kendrick. Because that's horrible. Now then, then the Miz is dressed as John Cena, with the Cena's old word life, yo-yo, I'm a horrible rapper music. Does a horrible, embarrassing rap thingy, not really sure, he sucks compared to DJ Chav, though. I think we're all aware of that, and you'll find out about that next week. The rap ends with Cena's dead like a possum because I'm the Miz and I'm awesome. Doesn't even make any sense. Then the submission match is booked because that's hardcore, extreme rules submission match. Big Show beats up Jerry the King Lawler, who is very amusingly instantly replaced by Jim Ross, who just happened to be there waiting backstage just in case the King got beat up. Arrgh! We are not that dumb, okay? At least pretend. I mean, some of your fans are little kids, WWE, but some people who watch the show actually have an IQ. Now then, You know, because some of those kids have, like, IQ test. Results came back negative. Okay, Matt Hardy versus MVP US title match. This is good. Because, you know, well, the match will be good. The situation surrounding it gets the no, because it's horrible. Matt Hardy is supposed to cheat to win every week, and he has to win by cheating, but we don't want MVP to lose the belt. And JR says, I'm not a doctor, I don't even play one on television, so that's good. Sort of a little Wiggly Roger there. MVP goes over, I give up, because Matt's storyline is broken. They totally broke Matt's storyline. This gets the shrill, and it doesn't make me happy. Wow, we're almost out of Raw, thank goodness, but, oh, this is pretty funny, actually. Chavo Guerrero lying on the floor, the pig-like Vicky Guerrero standing on some chairs, and she's going to do the frog splash onto Chavo, and Santina says maybe she'll be able to do it if pigs can fly, and that's funny. And he does the oink, and like that. Up next, Santina has a match. Let's see, but, yeah, Santina says that Vicky is just jealous of her body, and then she says she's a lesbian who likes it rough and kisses Vicky, which is funny because it's Santino, and you know why it's funny. This is pleasing to the Dean, though. Chavo Guerrero now makes it a no DQ match, and I love how that not Vicky, but Chavo is making these decisions. But, of course, as soon as the match starts, Chavo and then Regal beat up Santino. So, yeah. Boos for Chavo and yays for Santina, of course. As for Regal, I don't even understand why he's there. And Vicky comes in and gets the pin, and she becomes Miss WrestleMania and the General Manager. Now, this is good. This is why Regal helped. This is similar to Regal when he was King of the Ring and GM. She is now Miss WrestleMania and GM. This is good. I love where this is going. This would be really good if only Vicky wasn't the less good Regal. But whatever, if she has lights out, she gets more heat than Regal, but she's not as sort of elegant and English as Regal is. Also, this ruins Santina, because Santina is no longer the Miss WrestleMania, and the gimmick is broken, and this gets the Unless Santino and No, actually, that wouldn't work, because they're the same person. Oh, well. I was going to say they could hold the mixed tag titles, but I forgot they're actually the same person. Right, so then. Big man lying on the ground with a hole in his body where his life had been happens next. At least that's what I wrote down. That's obviously from AC/DC's Jailbreak. I guess I was listening to that and thought it was more interesting than Raw. Well, that's enough wrestling for now. Let us get to everyone's favorite segment and mine. Thaddeus, what time is it? That's right, Thaddeus. That's not right, Thaddeus. It is not time for extreme hopscotch. It is time for Mussolini Corner. Mussolini Corner. Mussolini, Mussolini, Mussolini Corner. Hit it, Thaddeus.
Welcome, everyone, as the Dean and Thaddeus Penguin present Mussolini Corner.
So, Thaddeus, what do we got this week on Mussolini Corner? That's right, Thaddeus. I think that sounds like a good idea. Here we go. Abyssinia/Ethiopia. So, long before Mussolini had come to power, the Italian army were actually, amusingly so, defeated by the army from the Ethiopia, the Abyssinia. They were actually defeated by Ethiopia. Now, that's not really something to be proud of now, is it, Mussolini? So when you're in power, you want to get revenge for this. So essentially, these guys are running at them with, like, spears and maybe the odd rifle. So Mussolini and the Italian army send in, like, tanks and gas and stuff, and just, like, crush the Abyssinians and just kill them and destroy them. Wow. What a bad person you are, Mussolini. Or should we call you Mussolini? Maybe not. So, yeah, essentially, coming into this Abyssinia, a bunch of guys running at him with spears and such, run over them with a tank. This is ridiculous. Okay. Okay. Contain ourselves and let's move on. Now then, before I go any further, I'm about 20 minutes in. Thaddeus, where is my tea? Seriously, do we have to do this? Every single week. Thaddeus, go fetch me some tea. Or I will destroy you. Okay? Limb removal imminent. You don't want to end up like Repairman. Okay, Thaddeus, go get that tea. No! And whilst Thaddeus is getting the tea... No, yes, Thaddeus, yes, in the habit of helmet. Go get the tea! Okay. Up next, on the Dean Show, tis time for some movie reviews. Movies, movies, everyone loves movies, why not? Okay. Here we go. Movies. I watched several movies this week, because I'm off on what they call study leave, which essentially means that I sit at home all day watching Steven Seagal movies and drinking 10 cups of tea per day. Okay, because we do have, like, a cinema in the temple, and I can just have all these movies playing on a huge cinema screen. It's quite pleasant, actually. So, I watched 5 movies this week. 3 of them were the Steven Seagal, and we'll discuss those first. The first one, I recall, it was good, but I don't really remember what it was called or anything that happened in it. But it was good, trust me, on that one. No, wait, it might have been the one, or was that last week, where he was like, let me think. Oh no, I've forgotten what that one is. You know what, I don't even know. You know what, the Dean has forgotten, and I blame all of you inferior scum for tainting me with your forgetfulness. But the second one I watched was quite pleasant. It was like he was called Ruslan. He was Russian. He was doing like some Russian, like, he was speaking Russian for part of it, but even when he was speaking in English so that we can actually understand, and of course the Dean can speak Russian. No, I can't. He was speaking with a Russian accent, which was a bit weird. The movie was very violent and, like, stick a gun through your eye and stuff and, like, stab you with this glass, whereas usually it's just, like, him doing little slaps and Aikido, and it's quite pleasant. It was still a pretty good movie, though, so I still say that you should probably think about watching that. Everyone, Steven Seagal. The third movie I'm actually going to watch tonight, so I haven't actually watched that yet, so I told a fib right there. So I'll maybe record and review that tomorrow when I'm doing SmackDown. But listen to this, people. Listen to this. I found out this thing, which is so awesome, even the Dean can barely comprehend it. Barely comprehending it. Crazy finger shooting guns all over the place. This is craziness. Ennis. Steven Seagal, energy drink. How awesome is this? Steven Seagal has an energy drink. It's like, you have 2 flavors. The Asian Experience and the Cherry Charge, I think it's called. Now, this is epic. This is the 100% natural herbal energy drink. And it has, like, goji berries, which I love, and, like, green tea extract and stuff in this drink, and lots of vitamins and stuff. It's awesome. Unfortunately, I can only get, for, like, $30, buy a case of 24 of these, which is bad, because I don't really know if I like them, and I have to buy a whole case. If I do, I'll go for the cherry, because that's, at least I know what that's gonna taste nice, because it's red, and that usually, red things usually taste nice. The other flavor is the blue version, the Asian Experience. What is it? That tastes of Asia? I don't even know. But they're both gonna be awesome, and they're very healthy, and, you know what, let's bring them up on my internets here. Onto internets. Let's go to Steven Seagal's website, and we'll have a little... a bit about these. So StevenSeagal.com, or is it .gov or .blogspot or something? Not really sure. Here we go. StevenSeagal.com, I think is the. Let's see. Com. Here we go. Yeah. So it's called Lightning Bolt. Is the name for his energy drink. Let's see. Steven Seagal music, film, and energy drink, and martial arts. Yeah. Cherry Charge and Asian Experience are the flavors of Lightning Bolt energy drink. All natural, 100% juice, herbal energy drink with no sugar added. They've got like Japanese writing on them and Steven Seagal. You can buy them in Walmart if you live in America. Otherwise, get them from this website. Let's see. Ingredients, 100% juice. Let's have a look at the ingredients. Unique herbs included, 100% juice and unique herbs. Goji berries, ginkgo biloba, cordyceps or something. I have no idea how these are pronounced. Ginseng, guarana, yerba mate, B vitamins, green tea, and polysweet. All of our drinks are sweetened with an imported sugarcane juice concentrate that is not only all natural, but contains naturally occurring polycosanoals that can help maintain healthy cholesterol. So that's that. That these are the ingredients that make those the lightning bolts so special. And I'm pretty sure we have somewhere the nutritional facts. So we've got like total fat 0 grams, cholesterol 0 grams, sodium 0 milligrams, potassium 50 milligrams, which is less than 2% of I think what you're supposed to get. Whole thing has 130 calories, 0 are from fat. Total carbs 32 grams, that's 10% of your thing. We do have 30 grams of sugars, but what can you do? 0 grams of protein, vitamin B3, vitamin B6, vitamin B5, vitamin B12, all say 100%. So that's based on a 2,000 calorie diet. The ingredients, carbonated water, cane juice concentrate, goji berry concentrate, herbal tonic blend, brackets, guarana extract, green tea extract, goji berry extract, cordyceps, yerba mate, American ginseng, and gilbo, blah, 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 blah. Also citric acid, natural flavors, natural color, niacin, that's good I think, pantothenic acid, and then I wasn't sure what these next two were, but I think they're B vitamins of some sort, pyridoxin, HCL, and hyansoclamoglucanamine, and like that. So there you go. And the second one is slightly different, the cherry charge. Ingredients are almost the same I think, but they've removed the goji berry concentrate. I think that's the only difference. So you might want to get those from that there then. StephenCGall.com, everyone. Well, you can just go to lightningdrink.com and bring you directly to this. They're not a significant source of calcium, iron, dietary fiber, vitamin A, or vitamin C, however. But they do give you the vitamin B, so that's pleasant. Steven Seagal, everyone. Greatest energy drink in the world. Just like he makes the greatest movies in the world. Up next... Yeah, you know what? It's time for a new segment on the Dean Show. New segment, The Smiting List. Thaddeus, prepare the music. Go! And now, we present... The Dean and the Thaddeus present to you... The Smiting List. Prepare... to be... smitten. Okay, so this is our new segment, The Smiting List, and essentially what's going to happen here is we're going to smite people every week. Well, we're not actually going to smite them, we're just going to name the people who need to be, should be, would be, will be smitten. Maybe. So, up first, this week on The Smiting List, it's people who don't like Steven Seagal, okay? These people need to be smitten. So I need to have, like, a chalkboard or something where I write this on, but I'm not gonna. The Smiting List, ladies and gentlemen. The people who need to be smitten, okay? They don't like the Steven Seagal. How can you not like the Steven Seagal? Best music happening? Well, actually, his... Anyway, best films ever. All of his films are good. Under Siege, of course, is obviously the best, but he's loads and loads of good films. I quite like Fire Down Below. Lots of good stuff there. He's a great man. You know, he likes to help out, he's founded lots of charities and things like this, does lots of stuff for charity, he does the really nice martial arts, obviously he has this awesome energy drink, he's interestingly a very big guy, but with like a soft voice. Let's see what it says here about philanthropy, that word, on his website. Stephen gives back in many ways around the world. Some of Stephen's greatest accomplishments are with the charities he supports and has started. Stephen is a man who extends his successes to various philanthropic causes, including needy children around the world, the environment, animal rights, and AIDS projects. How can you not like this guy? His deep love and care for others is exemplified in his commitment to do his part to make this a better world. When he shows up at the Mercy Center supported by the Human Development Foundation, helping kids who live on the streets, he is greeted as Uncle Stevie, and is tireless in giving both his time and financial support. Stephen has supported many other charities, including several environmental causes, to protect what he feels is the world that has been bestowed upon us, natural beauty, and gifts from our land. His latest charity, Save a Million Lives, is making an impact on the HIV/AIDS in Africa. Stephen always makes time for charitable causes. First and foremost, he's a human being with a deep devotion for his fellow man and the environment around us. And there's a video about AIDS. How can you not like this? Is an awesome guy, a great person. He has awesome Aikido and the martial arts there. His great movies. He has some music, and you might like his music. He has the energy drink. What is there to not like about Steven Seagal? But yet people don't like him. Well, you people who don't like Steven Seagal, prepare to be smitten. Okay. That was our new segment, and what an awesome segment it was. Oh, okay. Up next, then, it's time for the FAW. This is what it says on my ECW notes. Jack Swagger wants to sit in the ring a lot. Some girl tells him to get out of the ring. He wants to sit in the ring. She tells him to get out of the ring. They move in and out of the ring. She gets in the ring. He gets out. They get in. We get in. You get in. A fish and small hat. Barbecue. Not really sure. Some girl, then ARG happens, miniature ARG, because the first match, Christian got pushed off the stage and got hurt, but he's still able to quickly beat Paul Burchill without any difficulty. So, I don't care about Paul Burchill, but it's still bad that he can't win even against a guy with one leg. And then we find out the awesome YAY! Dreamer! Because it turns out, Tommy Dreamer gets a title match on, and I wrote down SS. That meant Superstars, but it could also have meant SummerSlam, Survivor Series, or Schutzstaffel. Then we have that I Less Than 3, the New Heart Foundation. But if they're only going to wrestle Finlay every week, I don't care. They cheat to win and stuff. Dolph Ziggler is a bit silly with his woo-woo-woo. And, wow, nothing happened on this Heat CW at all. Nothing happened on this show. So then I watch Frasier, and it's better, and it's good, and it happened next. Now then, that's that. But speaking of Superstars, Tommy Dreamer's title match happened on Superstars, so let's go to the Superstars on the internets and see if Tommy Dreamer won the title. I don't know. I have no idea. So this is like, you know, this is new for me as well, because I have no idea. If he won or not. I don't watch Superstars. I don't think it's available in the UK. And if it was, it would be a bit crap and I wouldn't watch it anyway. Except this week, of course, because Tommy Dreamer's in it. And Tommy Dreamer is awesome and I love him. But not in that way. So I'm on WWE.occam and I'm looking for the WWE Superstars. See, now I'm in Superstars, but it's like wrestlers, like the Superstars. Now I'm in shows/Superstars. This is so confusing. And let's see, spoiled again. Jack Swagger took pleasure in ruining yet another ECW title opportunity for Tommy Dreamer. ECW original faced off against Christian under Reserve. I can't believe it. Dreamer didn't win the title once again. He's only got 3 weeks left. What does that say? WWE Superstars expect everything. I don't expect anything because you suck and I hate you and I want you to die. Because we don't have enough Tommy Dreamer winning the title. It's horrible and I hate it and I'm... Now then, let's talk about something better. It's Faulty Towers. I was watching this recently. I know I've got more movies to discuss. I'll get to that. Faulty Towers, I was watching. This is pretty good. I was watching my favourite episode of anything ever, The Germans. Oh, how awesome is this? It's the one where they have the fire drill. And then he's, like, shouting at people, and he's, like, trying to do some stuff, and it's awesome. The Germans come in, and, so the Germans are there, and it's just funny, because the way Basil Fawlty, the character, played by John Cleese, of course, how he acts and everything he does, of course, I'm sure I don't need to describe the show to you, but his wife's in hospital, and, so he has to do the fire alarm by himself, and then he... He accidentally he's looking for the key, but it's in the safe. So then he opens the safe, and then the burglar alarm goes off. So the people rush outside, and he says, "No, it's not the burglar alarm. We need the fire alarm. Just wait for the fire alarm." And they say, "We don't know the difference." So he plays the fire alarm, and then they all go out. And he says, "No, come back in. That was only just so you know what the fire alarm sounds like. So I'll play it in 30 seconds." But then they all just stand there, and he tells them, "Don't stand there because it's a fire drill. You wouldn't all obviously if this was a real fire drill, you would all if there was a real fire, you would all just be standing around here in the lobby, wouldn't you?" And then the Germans arrive, and he's, like, talking to the Germans, and he keeps saying, like, "Would you like something to drink before the war?" And they, and he keeps mentioning the war, and he says, "Don't mention the war." He says, "I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it." And then he's, like, saying to the girls, like, "So, you want one?" And he says, like, all their food is, like, you know, Heidrich Himmler salad and Goring and all these awesome things. He's really funny. And then they hear the girls crying, and he says, "Well, I'm sorry, but it's just because everyone keeps mentioning the war." And they said, "Well, you started it." And he says, he's like, "You started it." He says, "No, we didn't." He says, "Yes, you did. You invaded Poland." And then they cry some more. And he says, "Right, I'll cheer you up." And he does the silly, I'll do the funny walk. And he does the walk. And then it's just epic and awesome. And, right, who's this then? He does the walk and stuff. Oh, best thing ever. I was laughing so much. This was pleasing to the dean. And of course he says, "So can I take your orders? Orders which must be obeyed." And all, comedy gold right here, folks. But it's funny because the Germans are quite sensible, whereas the Brits are really silly. And at the end they say, you know, however did they win? And I don't even remember what happened at the end. It doesn't matter. So let's talk about some games. I played the demo of Bionic Commando. I was swinging and shooting. Can you believe this? Swinging and shooting. This was epically awesome, and I need to get this game. Do want. Swinging and shooting. I'm going to buy the game today. Okay, I'm going to have it delivered to the temple here. What else did we have? I was playing some more Morrowind, and I gave up. I got bored. What is the point of this Morrowind? It is just crap. I mean, I find some stuff I can do, and it's like, go tell this woman in the place that I put a bone in her room, but if you put the bone in her room when she sees you, then it won't work, because it's magic, and it doesn't make any sense. And then, everywhere looks the same in this town of Vivek that I find, and I don't know what is going on, and like, where is this person? I'm asking people, and they say, she lives in the foreign quarter. I was like, yes, I'm in the foreign quarter. Could you tell me whereabouts? No, evidently not. And then I'm swimming somehow underneath. I don't know what's happening. So instead of playing The Elder Scrolls 3, The Last Good Oblivion, I tried playing The Elder Scrolls 4, The Oblivion. How much better was this Oblivion? At first, I was just wandering around. And interestingly, just wandering around not doing anything in Oblivion is more fun than actually playing Morrowind. So I'm just walking around, getting, like, killing the odd animal that I see, enjoying the place. Then I bought some content. I don't even know what it was, but I had to go get Mehrunes Razor or something. And I was walking around through some dungeons. It was a pretty fun quest. Killing a bunch of people, got lost a bit, but what can you do? Got the razor, and it was a bit crap. And I would rather use Duskfang and Dawnfang, Superior Edition, because they're just much better. And it says, like, Duskfang has extinguished 4 lives. Well, good for you. Its thirst for hunger has been quenched. You know what, speaking of a thirst for hunger, I'm still a vampire, I forgot this. So I'm walking, one of the things I did when I finished the content was go to the Imperial City and kill everyone, especially guards. My bounty was, like, 50,000 or something, or like 40,000, it was crazy. I got quite the old bounty there in the Shivering Isles as well, actually, because I went in the Shivering Isles wandering around. These guards now don't like me, and they say, like, "I used to think you were a hero, a knight of some sort, but now I don't know," so I killed them. And then all the guards will say, like, "Sorry, sir, there's been a misunderstanding. You may have to come with us." So I said, okay. Went with the guard. She brought me to the cemetery, and that was me done, and my bounty should be down to 0. Go back into the town, they run at me again. I still have the bounty! 4 times I did this! They keep arresting me over and over again. And the bounty was too high for them to let me pay it. Even though I could afford it, they won't let you pay it after 5,000. Getting arrested wasn't working. So the only option was to kill them, resist arrest, and they said, you do me too much honor, lord. I would love to die in battle with you. And then I kill them all, and they hate me. So back in the Imperial City then, I'm killing people, I'm killing lots of guards, and then I was trying to get them to say the line, stop right there, criminal scum! But they wouldn't say it. I got arrested like 5 times, and they kept saying, like, it's all over, lawbreaker, and stop, you violated the law. And then at one time I went into a room, and from nowhere there was no guards, and then suddenly, stop right there, criminal scum! And I was like, yeah! And then I killed him. And smote him! So yeah. I also, just went around murdering people in their beds and feeding on them, because I'm a vampire. And it was horrible though, because I can't, it's daytime, I can't wait in the houses because guards are coming, and I can't wait when things like this are happening. But I can't go out of the house. The guards don't actually come. I can't find them. They don't seem to know where I am. But I still can't wait. But I need to wait because I can't go outside for another 18 hours because it's sunny. And I'm going to die, so I got bored. But what can you do? It was fun while it lasted. And then I got expelled. Even though I'm the Archmage, I killed some mages and got expelled from that guild. And then I got expelled from the Thieves Guild for killing some thieves, even though I'm the Grey Fox. What can you do? I also went into, like, I would just go into, like, the Watchtower and just kill all the guards there, or, like, go into the palace and, like, kill some guards or something, or into some castles in Braville or something. A good time in Braville. Good times killing all those people. Oblivion has some epic music as well, doesn't it? I just love Oblivion. Yeah, the guards started, so once you get your bounty so high, the guards start saying strange things, like, caught in the act, eh? And it's like, whoa, what happened to stop right there, criminal scum? You know, and it, break the law on my watch, will ya? I was like, well, yeah, I will just kill you all now. And that was quite fun. Now then, I will return tomorrow with the third Steven Seagal movie review and the SmackDown. Up next, though, it's the Jakara Wrestler of the Week! Ba-da-ba-da-bum. Okay, this week's Jakara Wrestler of the Week is... Okay, I think I'm going to do Delirious. Don't know if I've done him or not. But what can you do? Delirious is like with the Halo Wicked, and they're also with, who are they with now? Frightmare in the Incoherence. It's pretty cool because what Delirious will do is like, he'll come in and he's like crazy. He also has a beard and a mask and stuff. And then you'll like ring the bell and he'll go like running around the ring like crazy. And he doesn't speak English, I don't think, and he's like, he's just a sort of interesting, crazy, mad guy, but he's pretty cool. I like Delirious. He was once in, I remember watching a team with Los Tres Deliriosos, and there were three of him, but what can you do? That's good times. Okay, let's talk a little bit about wrestling and me, because if you don't know, the Dean is actually a wrestler. I do some freestyle wrestling here in the Northern Ireland. We've already talked about the Northern Ireland Open and how I didn't do so well. And I smote everyone there. No, I didn't. Yeah, that was good times, though. I haven't worn my singlet since, I must say. But I learned a new counter at my wrestling practice recently, and that's good. Learning to wrestle there. I also found on the Tebebu, the Bebu there, the one wrestling place, Noka, have a page on there. Yeah, so I was looking at that. I do remember that when I was at the NI Open, there was one girl I was talking to very briefly. I was Thaddeus, weren't you, Thaddeus? Indeed, and I believe Thaddeus actually thought she was quite hot, didn't you, Thaddeus? You quite liked her. Now then, let's move on, because we don't care about Thaddeus. So, I'm not going to go on another treasure hunt for Falafel. Apparently, he didn't enjoy that last week. So, BioWare's Falafel t-shirt. Now then, it's time for the other two movies that I watched. One of them was a vampire movie. It was called Female Vampire. It was on Zone Horror and it was crap. I got bored after half an hour. I mean, you'd expect... basically, the actress... it actually said in the description for the movie, watch out for the lead walking right into the camera. Classy. Worst actress ever. And what she would do is... essentially, she didn't... She was a mute. She would talk in the narrations, but not in the movie, because I think she can't actually act. In fact, all this actress was able to do was walk around naked while wearing only a belt and a cloak. She would just walk around naked in the middle of some place and be vampiric. And she wasn't even vampiric. She didn't have fangs. They mentioned some big house, but I didn't see a castle. I didn't see a Transylvanian accent. You know, what's going on here? I mean, she was a countess, so that's okay. And she's like sunbathing? No, what is this? You don't sunbathe. What are you doing? And she has an interview with someone. The acting was horrible. The script was horrible. She would like find some man. She's like, hey, she couldn't speak, but she had a handler. And she's like, so I hear you want to actually have sex with me. And then she would do that. And she, what, during the sexy times, she would, thank goodness we didn't actually see the man, because that's unpleasant. But we had biting. She would bite them. But she wouldn't bite them on the throat and suck their blood from there. It was in other place that she would do that from. And I was like, okay, I know that she wants to have sex, but you're breaking it now. That is not where the vampire bites and sucks blood from. It has to be the neck. Haven't you ever read Dracula, people? How could you not have read Dracula? It's awesome! So, Thaddeus, what do you think about this? Yes, Thaddeus. Well, you're wrong, because it's quite obvious to me that we have to follow the sort of Dracula standard, stake through the heart, cut off the head, and all that. Anyway, I don't know what was going on here. But she could fly, she would just like flap her cloak and turn into a bat and stuff, and she would, she was just lying on a bed naked, rolling around, and some random man we hadn't seen before in the movie walks in, looks at her for a second, and then leaves, and then later on another man walked in, and he's just like, 60 times? And then she bites him in the wrong place, and he dies, and then she's still at 60, she's dead, you're with a corpse, oh, damn it, that's horrible, I turned it off at this point, this was just ridiculous. Well, I'm not listening to Black Ice in my ear hole, that's quite pleasant. Anyway, how can you... Well, first of all, it was just ridiculous, and it was a horrible movie. Okay, the other movie I watched was also bad, it was called The Shining. The Shining. It was actually a good movie. It was good, so that's that. Okay. Today, I think we're going to go out with, what are we going to go out with today? We're not going to go out with Trapdoor this week, we're going to go out with ADZ from Podsafe, Kiss My Fist. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's me done for today. I'm going to close with the word of the week, and we'll see you tomorrow for the third Seagal movie review, plus SmackDown. And don't forget, next week, DJ Chav, interview, and world premiere debut of his new single. Okay, this week's word of the week... Scum! I.e., all of you listeners, because you suck, and I'm better than you, and I am the Dean, and I am awesome, and you're not. Also, I'd like to remind everyone that our condolences go out to the family of Repairman for his death. Oh, death, dig your own graves, GM Glad Training, and all that. Good day. Okay, it is now tomorrow. Welcome back. Welcome back. Bienvenue. And like that. Today, I'm going to wrap up the show, which is proving to be rather long for a week in which I thought I had nothing to talk about. We'll have the SmackDown, we'll have the third Steven Seagal movie review, and some extra stuff that I'm going to talk about. Okay, I'll talk about that stuff at the end. I'm going to begin with the Steven Seagal movie review. I was watching it. It was called Marked for Death. So Steven Seagal's a DEA or something, I'm not sure what that means. He's like an undercover cop. He retires, he goes back home to the Chicago, to find a little town in there, to find that we've got the Jamaicans, and there are these Jamaican drug guys are like selling drugs to the kids and stuff. So him and his friend, they go on a war against the Jamaican druggies, with unless like some voodoo stuff happening and stuff like this, I suppose, and they're gonna kill them all, and then he in the end he wins and he kills the Jamaicans. So he's a lot younger in this movie. It's from 1991. You can always tell, pony thin and ponytail equals early movies. A little bit less thin and shorter hair with a really soft voice equals more modern movies. There didn't seem to be a transition. Isn't that right, Thaddeus? Indeed, it is right. Didn't seem to be much of a transition, but what can you do? So I do have to say that it was a good movie. In the end, they killed the guy. He was called, what's he called? Screwface. Then they killed his brother, and he said, "I hope there aren't triplets." And yeah, the funny line was when he went into a room to sort out some people, and he came out, and his friend said, "You know what happened?" And he said, "One of them thought he was invincible. The other thought he could fly." And the guy said, "So?" And he said, "They were both wrong." Ah, good old Seagal. Yeah, so it's a really good movie, and I recommend that. Up next, I think it's time for the SmackDown, but first I've got an announcement. It has been decided that the Word of the Week is no more. There shall be no more Word of the Week. We shall instead have the Dictionary, where we each week add a word to my own dictionary, the greatest dictionary that can exist. And even though we've already had a Word of the Week this week, I'm going to begin with the Dictionary tonight, right now, here in the temple. We're going to announce for you. We've got to get this one out of the way. It's the mandatory scum. So here we go. The first word in the Dictionary is, of course, scum. And Thaddeus is happy to hear that, aren't you, Thaddeus? Yes, well, Thaddeus, you had better be happy. So next week we will actually have a new word being added to the Dictionary. Up next is the SmackDown review. Oh, okay. By the way, I'm listening to Mistress for Christmas in my left earball. Okay, where's the Akadaga? Ah, speaking of Akadaga, my mosaic poster, 8 A4 pages poster thing arrived. It's very good. Now, the quality's not very good, I must say. It's a black and white, and there's lots of white in the sort of faces, and it's not the best quality. And there's a black circle over Brian's face, not sure why, but what can you do? So that's good. But, well, actually, whatever. SmackDown! We open with Teddy Long giving Jeff Hardy a rematch at One Night Stand. One Night Stand is all rematches from this Judgment Day that I didn't watch. Jeff Hardy needs a mouthpiece, I think. He can't talk. He climbs the barrier and asks a bunch of fans individually if they all want to see Jeff Hardy versus Edge on SmackDown, and they all say yes, because otherwise they get no main event. Then we have a match, a six-man tag. By the way, just to tell you who was in it, it was Ortiz, Hoss and Benjamin versus John Morrison and Crime Time, who evidently do wrestle. First of all, I want Hoss and Benjamin to do their leapfrog move, but they don't. And apart from that, I wrote down, why is Morrison a face? That would be horrible. I enjoyed his heel promos. And when did Ricky Ortiz become a heel? Oh, that's right, maybe it was when no one liked him ever. Ever. Charlie Hoss is going for a backdrop. Morrison does an awesome sort of back roll out of the backdrop, and then does the split-legged crossroom insult on Hoss. I refuse to call it Starship Pain, because that's silly. Then this next bit is good. Rey Mysterio talks up the Intercontinental title, gives it prestige, makes it seem important again, makes people mean something, people will want it, talks about Eddie Guerrero for some reason. Lol. And then Jim Ross asks Rey Mysterio why he wears a mask. Interesting they would bring this up at this point. He said that being demasked or unmasked is a dishonor. And then that sets this up. We need Chris Jericho versus Rey Mysterio in a hair versus mask match, like Chikara. Of course, Chikara doing a tag team double hair versus mask match, double hair, double mask. What can you do? This would be great. So this is getting me really excited that you're going to do this, and we'll see how that pans out later. Chris Jericho and CM Punk have a good match. Jim Ross, JR, who pours smoke through a keyhole? Seriously, no one pours smoke through a keyhole. GTS escaped into a pit, reversed to another pin, turned into a Walls of Jericho, rope break, the go to sleep is hit, but then Umaga, who apparently doesn't do anything else apart from come out and beat up CM Punk every week, is this all he does, apparently? And then they broke it. If you don't know, Umaga's supposed to have a handler, Estrada, they fired him a long time ago, who would come out. Umaga, or anytime Umaga's had a mic before, he goes like, rah rah, Umaga, rah! And he can't talk. Well, now he comes out and talks perfectly normally like anyone else would, and we're supposed to forget that he can't talk. Since when could he speak? I don't understand. They broke it, WTF. And they announced a Samoan strap match for Extreme Rules One Night Stand thing. And then this is where it all goes wrong. Rey Mysterio and Chris Jericho is booked for One Night Stand as a no-holds-barred match. Well, that's really hardcore and extreme there. No-holds-barred. No hair versus mask match. And then I wrote down wheels flying down the road, wheels ready to explode, but that was some AC/DC that I was listening to at the time. To the main event. It was the Edge and the Jeff Hardy. Edge goes for a spear, Jeff rolls over and turns it into a nice sunset flip. That was the first interesting spot. Jeff hits a twist of fate. Edge jumps up and goes for the top rope execution. Jeff pushes him off and hits a swanton, and it's over. And they book a ladder match for the pay-per-view instead of a TLC. And Jim Ross has finally learnt what the execution is. That's your SmackDown. Up next, I have some things to finish it with. Okay, so Thaddeus, what happened? That's right, Thaddeus, this was my misfortune. This is what happened. I was going to game, the shop there, game, to get Bionic Commando. Because I heard their website said it was out, so I thought, right, I'll go down and get it. Went down. On the way down, someone wearing a t-shirt on which it said Concern stopped me and said, it is like, as I was wearing the AC/DC t-shirt, and as I approached him, he did this sort of rock on with the hand sign, and I was like, I said, yeah. And then he stopped me and he's like, whoa, hey dude, just give me 1 minute of your time, whoa, how old are you? I was like, 17. He's like, whoa, okay, come back when you're 18. I'm just trying to save the world here. Okay, on you go. And I had no idea who he was or what he wanted. And I was thinking, what do you mean, come back? That sort of implies that I came to you in the first place, but you're just in the middle of the street bothering me. And if I come back to this spot in 1 year's time, you'll be right here waiting? Well, I'm not really sure. Should have smitten him for that. Went to game. And they said, yeah, sorry. That game just got delayed by a week. What are your pre-order? Because they always do this. They always want your card, your little reward card. They're always, hey, you buy something. Hey, can we have your reward card? Sure, okay, well, no, I don't have it with me. You got a reward card? No, I don't have it with me. Got a reward card? No, it's okay. Wow, what if you give us your reward card? Wow, you know what? Give us your address. We'll find your reward card on our computer here. No, seriously, guys, it's okay. I don't actually... Give us your address, quickly. What's your postcode? Just give us your postcode, okay? Give us your house number. Bam. What's your name? Yeah, this is you. Oh, you got two cards in this house. Which one's you? Oh, gonna put the money on the card with the most points. Yeah, you got some points now. Whoa. Okay, seriously, guys, I don't actually care. Got some points. Oh, look, you got 10p off your next purchase. You wanna take it? So, they always want this card. So I asked him, do you have Bionic Commando? He says, no, it's not out yet. But you can pre-order it. What if you just give us your card? Your little reward card, bam. We'll swipe it, and you can pre-order it. We'll write down your pre-order detail. We'll write down your details on this little card here, this little piece of paper. And we'll keep that, and you come in and ask us for it. Why did they need my reward card to scan? Not really sure, but that's what they do. They just, everything, you gotta get your card. So I left, sad, without my game. On the way back up, on the other side of the street this time, there was a woman. And as I approached, from like 3 meters away, she was like, whoa, hey, hi, what's your name? She had a Concern t-shirt on. Hey, what's your name? I was like, Dean. Ian, wow. No, Dean. I am the Dean. Wow, awesome, the Dean, wow, great. Wow. So how old are you? 17. Wow, that's awesome. Why aren't you at school today? Off on study leave. Wow, you're on study leave. That's so awesome. You're gonna have, some subjects, what subjects are you studying? And I had told her what subjects I study. It's like, wow, those are some awesome subjects, wow. Good luck in your exams, hope you do really well. Off you go. And I was like, what just happened? I do not know what just happened. Wow, I just got the text there that says I might be going bowling tonight, so that's fun, good times. Yeah, what was I talking about? Those Concerned people? They're like, yeah, wow, some awesome subjects, off you go. What, I don't understand. 17 not good enough for you, eh? But she didn't even tell me that. She didn't tell me what she was doing, what she was there for. These people were just annoyingly happy, and I'm like, whoa, guys, some subjects you're studying, awesome! I wanted to kill them. Now then, that about wraps up the show. Doesn't it, Thaddeus? Indeed, now I'm working on some supplements that are going to happen soon, some video stuff for you, so stay tuned for that. And don't forget that we do have the thing next week with DJ Chav, the interview, and the world premiere of the new first single from Remix's Yeo, Our House Burnt Down. Stay tuned for that. That will be some good times. All music used courtesy of Podsafe, of course, and we will close with ADZ, Kiss My Fist. Au revoir, pour maintenant.
Monkey see, monkey do, doesn't have a clue that the monkey is.